Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
The wait for NYPD officer Amelia Renhack is being held right now on Long Island. She was off duty and inside of the Hawaii Nail and Spa Salon in Deer Park just a week ago. She was getting her nails done before a wedding. That's when a drunk driver rammed into the shop, killing four and injuring nine.
Candles remain lit and bright even in the summer sunlight here at the Hawaii Nail and Spa in Deer Park. The candles are surrounded by sweet-smelling flowers and cards, including ones created by children, saying they miss those who worked at the salon and they are sorry about what happened. The suspect, 64-year-old Stephen Swally, is accused of drinking 18 beers before getting behind the wheel of his SUV and slamming through the salon, killing four people, including 30-year-old NYPD officer Amelia Renhack. Her funeral will be held tomorrow in New Hyde Park. In Deer Park, Sophia Hall, WCBS 880 News.
Authorities say that Swally has been arrested for this type of incident before. He pleaded guilty back in March of 2013 in Suffolk County. He is currently being held on $1 million cash bail. Prosecutors say he is a Marine Corps veteran who's living at a Motor Inn in Comic. A story that we have been reporting on, not just this one, but occurrences of pedestrians being hit by cars. Yesterday, three were killed and others were in critical condition as they celebrated the 4th of July on the Lower East Side. The driver is alleged to have been drunk behind the wheel.
Shock and disbelief at the Lower East Side's Corlears Hook Park as the family of a mother and son killed when an alleged drunk driver plowed through a 4th of July barbecue in his pickup truck arrived at the scene.
I'm still trying to process it. I don't have any words for that. It's hard.
44-year-old Daniel Hayden from Monmouth Junction, New Jersey, is charged with drunk driving. A woman in her early 40s was killed, along with 59-year-old Lucille Pinckney and her 38-year-old son, Herman. Hanifa Hassan is Pinckney's niece. She and her mother, Liana Lewis, arrived at the scene late this morning, trying to make sense of a senseless tragedy.
I got the call, and they called me saying that she got hit by a truck. So we went downtown to the hospital, and they was gone.
On the Lower East Side, Monica Guy, WCBS 880 News.
Witnesses told authorities that the Ford F-150 blew through an intersection and then through the stop sign and onto the sidewalk. And that's where he rammed into the people. New York State has issued an air quality health advisory for today. It includes New York City Metro and Lower Hudson Valley regions. They say it's because of pollution and that the air quality index is high. The effect will remain until 11 p.m. and it includes Rockland and Westchester counties and the Lower Hudson Valley, including Dutchess, Orange, Putnam, Sullivan, and Ulster counties. The DOH, Department of Health, says that they issue these warnings when meteorologists predict the levels of pollution are value at 100. They say New Yorkers can do more to reduce pollution in this city of millions. Take mass transit and take fewer cars. Turn off the AC if you don't really need it and use those old school fans. Close the blinds and the shades to limit heat. Run your dishwasher and laundry after 7 p.m. Set refrigerators and freezers at more efficient temperatures. They also say they know this is the summer of grilling, but all of that smoke just goes up into the air, and that causes pollution. Authorities say a firework accident in Suffolk County on the 4th and Port Jefferson Station injured four people, including an 8-year-old girl. It happened around 10 p.m. when a large group of people were watching the fireworks from their home on Fox Run Road. One of the fireworks, they say, went astray. All four victims were seen at Stony Brook Hospital. The 8-year-old girl had minor injuries. The adults had burns and leg injuries, and one person suffered a severed finger. The Port Jefferson incident, however, was just one of several firework accidents on Long Island on the 4th of July.
Now, time for WCBS 880 weather.
Now with the WCBS weather forecast, here's Jason Caterina.
Well, as we head through the rest of the evening and overnight, mostly cloudy, still quite warm and humid. We'll have a couple of showers and drenching thunderstorms overnight, so watch for some ponding on the streets and highways and poor drainage areas, the low down to 75. So little respite from the heat and humidity as we warm up again quickly as we head through Saturday. Clouds, some sun, very warm and very humid with a thunderstorm in spots early, then a heavy gusty thunderstorm around later in the afternoon and evening. Watch for flooding downpours and gusty winds with those storms, the high of 87, but with the humidity factored in, it's going to feel like it's in the mid-90s. Sunday, partly sunny, hot, a touch less humid, but still quite hot, the high of 91. It's going to feel like it's in the upper 90s on Sunday, despite being a little less humid. Monday, still very warm and humid, a mix of clouds and sun, the high of 88, feeling like the mid-90s. Tuesday, clouds, some sun, more humid once again, with a thunderstorm around in the afternoon or at night, the high of 84. Currently West Point at 88, Hyde Park at 89, and it's 85 in the city.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.